Part 2, Chapter 17. Bastila tucked her son into bed and leaned down to kiss him on the cheek. At the door of his room, she turned and looked back at him, marveling at how much the 3-year-old boy already looked like his father. He had the same dark, shoulder-length hair and the thin, angular face. His eyes were closed now, but she knew they were dark and brooding, just like Revan's. And though he was already drifting off to sleep, his expression was still unusually serious and intense for a child his age. She sighed and turned away. Bastila often worried about the effect her son's turbulent childhood would have on him. Growing up without a father was difficult enough, but the first few years of his life had been scarred by war and terror. After Malak had been defeated, Bastila, like most other citizens of the Republic, had hoped to enjoy many decades of peace. Instead, a group of rogue Jedi had broken away from the Order, plunging the galaxy once more into civil war. Led by a woman named Kreia, the rogue Jedi turned to the dark side teachings uncovered by Malak and Revan. Kreia took the name Darth Treya, and her followers called themselves the Sith after the long-lost species that had invaded the Republic a millennium before. They began a systemic purge of the galaxy, hunting down those who still held fast to the Jedi Code, killing them by the tens of thousands. Their relentless pursuit virtually wiped out the Order, and only those few who managed to flee or hide survived. Had Revan returned to face this new threat, Bastila would have eagerly fought by his side. Together they might have been able to quell the uprising, ending it before the horrors of war enveloped the Republic and millions lost their lives. But she had heard nothing of her husband since he had set off with Candorus 4 years earlier. Alone, she dared not challenge Darth Treya and her followers. Instead, she had focused on keeping her son alive. It had been the exile, Mitra Surik, who had taken up the fight against the rogue Jedi. 3 years after Revan's unsuccessful attempt to locate her, she had emerged on her own to oppose and eventually defeat Darth Treya. Like Revan before her, she became the savior of the galaxy. And also, as with Revan, there were many who felt her recent actions could not atone for the sins of her past. And now this woman, hero to some, villain to so many others, was sitting in the living room of Bastila's apartment, patiently waiting for her to finish putting her son to bed.
"He's asleep," Bastila said as she returned, speaking softly. "He's beautiful," Mitra answered, adding, "He looks like his father."
Bastila nodded at the compliment. She wasn't sure what to make of the woman before her. Mitra had short brown hair, pale white skin, and piercing blue eyes. She was taller than Bastila, and almost a decade older, though she would still be considered beautiful by any empirical measure. She possessed a presence and confidence, along with an enviable natural grace. She was clad in the simple robes of a Jedi master, but somehow she managed to make even the drab brown cloth seem stylish. Foolish as it was, Bastila couldn't help but feel some hint of jealousy. Mitra had known Revan long before Bastila. She had answered his call to go to war against the Mandalorians, and in doing so, she became one of his most trusted advisors and closest friends. Bastila knew they had shared a special bond, not unlike that of Padawan and Master. Worst of all, Mitra was an integral part of Revan's lost past, a past he had felt compelled to go in search of, even though it meant leaving his pregnant wife behind.
"There is no emotion. There is peace," she thought.
The familiar words of the Jedi mantra were easy to recite, but much more difficult to follow.